the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death.
This is not your typical church. But churches take many forms.
I don't even know what a typical church is anymore.
You don't?
Well, I read about a lot of churches these days.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. The normal ones don't make as many headlines.
Well, what's normal?
Pews and songs.
We know now that there's nothing normal about those churches.
I think some of them are.
So some maybe.
There's always there's always something going on. Mm-hmm. Pull back the curtain. I don't know if that's true. But in this one, there's something going on in this one. Because this is the Church of Orgasm. Is that right?
Is that what it's called?
Sex we're calling church. It that.
Orgasm
that's
Church?
That's what we're calling it.
Sex okay. Church.
Okay.
Sex and wellness has quickly become a multi-million pound industry. And I was heading to its spiritual capital to dip my toes in the water. Armed with a healthy dose of skepticism, I signed up to one of the latest crazes designed to improve your life.
Hello.
A technique intriguingly named full body orgasm.
Hello.
Okay. Not so much a church.
Well,
no, it's
it becomes
a
one.
Sexology yeah. Church.
Oh, it's uh-huh. A cult?
Hmm. I mean, yeah, kind okay. Of a little bit, I guess.
Open mind.
I mean, if that's
open mind, everybody.
Churches to be.
Okay. Mind open.
Running the workshop was Jem, a certified sexological body worker.
What is sexological bodywork?
It's a title I made up.
Sexological.
Doesn't really mean anything.
No, it's it's just something that an excuse to have sex with people when you've got these huge moles on your neck.
It's a bit like an analyst and a therapist put together.
Sexological bodywork is how we work through the body to learn about our body and our pleasure and our sex. We're just not taught at school. We're not taught, in sex education. Practitioners and health practitioners aren't taught it either about how we can just have more joy in our body. And what is a full body orgasm? So full body orgasm is how can we feel pleasure and sensation and orgasmic response in our fingertips and our nose and our throat and our heart.
Oh, my God, I'd love to have a nose orgasm.
I think that's a sneeze.
Oh, I had one.
I've had a particularly brilliant experience with my ankles a few years ago. You've had an ankle.
Did she say with her uncles or ankles?
Uncles.
Uncles, ankles.
Her uncle's ankles.
Right. Oh. Yes.
Wait, seriously, which one did she say?
Ankles?
Ankles.
Yeah.
You can't orgasm with your ankles.
Well, I mean, who's you just who are you
free beer,
to say?
Open mind. Come on now.
An ankle gasm.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
How are the ankles feeling right now?
Bloated.
Oh,
when?
How the ankle.
Yeah, look, clearly she had a real salty soup the night before.
Oh, how the ankle's yeah, feeling right now.
She made it with her wrist orgasm.
Yeah. I'm just going to tune in. I always say I'm two breaths away from orgasm.
That could be inconvenient.
Two breaths away from orgasm.
Hmm.
Wow.
Man,
now you got my attention.
That's something.
I can't tell if you're intrigued or heartbroken.
A little of both.
Convenient to be two breaths away. If somebody shocks you, I was like, oh, no, I've triggered it. If you're, say, hypothetically highly inhibited, will this work for you?
Me. So, yeah, nervousness, insecurity, anxiety, they could be a block to pleasure.
That's my holy trinity. You've just ticked off my bingo card there. Can you imagine a world where someone's like, hey, Judy, on Thursday, want to come to full body orgasm with me?
I would love that world. And it's already happening a little bit.
Yeah, you're talking to the lady who runs the place. I'm sure she meets those people like every Wednesday.
Right.
They're always there. I'll see you on Thursday at full body orgasm church.
Mm-hmm. Like it'd be like saying to a McDonald's manager, can you imagine just saying, I'm going to go and get cheeseburgers and fries at a McDonald's on Thursday?
Can you even imagine a world where that happens?
Not only can I imagine it, I'm living it.
All right, we're going to skip the rest of this British gibberish and
fast forward to Jugs McGee.
Now they're clearly in what looks like a church hall.
Reverend Jugs McGee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that to you.
Yeah,
she didn't go to reverend school to just be regular Jugs McGee.
And this is where it gets real weird.
So everyone stand up.
As opposed to the beginning where,
Yeah.
Full body oral. Okay.
And now we get to see it and hear it.
Letting out sound. Squeezing. And releasing.
After a lot of heavy breathing and undercarriage clenching, the magic started to happen. I have to say that
I'm very turned off by the old man and his big pants.
Everybody looks like an elephant's knee in this room.
They're doing this weird, like pelvic thrust thing. They're like,
it's a strange circular hump.
Like what?
It is. It's like twerking without the sexiness. Yeah.
It's like what a middle-aged loser would do if you said, "Hey, act like you're being possessed." Okay.
This guy looks like Gordon Ramsay, but he let himself go a bit.
Yeah, or Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, his shirt is way too big.
The magic started to happen around me.
Breathing and feeling and loosening the knees.
She's acting like she's doing it, but she's really just right now, at least so far, laughing at these people.
Does that man have a shirt on that says Orgasm Wizard?
Yes.
It does.
Okay. Yes,
it sure does. So that our pelvis can move forward and backwards. Squeeze and release.
Hearing the sounds of ecstasy around me.
You've got, my God, you've just got to see. We can't accurately portray through words the visual of this stupid middle-aged man.
That certainly is true.
Look at this guy's face.
I wondered if I was the only person missing out on this potentially euphoric experience.
Am I the only one getting a boner like that?
That was their group. That was their group O. Yep. These people all act like they're having orgasms.
What if they are?
Those guys are so, those, have you ever had an orgasm and thought to yourself, I bet I'm making this face and made one of those faces? Because I haven't. Those guys are pretending.
I don't know.
Well, I'm also curious. A lot of them are in sweatpants, and I didn't see any kind of movement going on in the pants, and I was looking.
Well, they might have tiny cranks.
That's true.
Oh, very well
I think it's a mental thing, though, right?
Well, that's what,
but you'd think mental, like kind of going around there, eventually you'd at least get a havesy, right?
But that's the biggest erogenous zone is your mind, know. Steve.
Did you see all of those other people in the room? It's like havesy repellent.
I mean, I know
you
mine
close your eyes and you're like, okay, it's starting to move. And then you open up to check and you see, you know, all those boiled potatoes staring into your face.
I mean, I know for me personally, my genitals have completely hidden inside my body cavity right now. But
yeah.
One lady's like 100, and I couldn't tell if she was having a stroke or an orgasm, but both. She looked like she was enjoying it, yeah.
I didn't peak orgasm. I don't think I full body orgasmed.
I feel like you'd know.
Yeah.
Well, it's her first blast. My hips wouldn't get going. I was really trying to get them. And I look around the room, and I know you're not supposed to get jealous, but everybody else is really...
Oh, yeah, I know I'd look around that room and be jealous of everybody else.
Yeah, I sure was.
I'm definitely not a natural full-body orgasm.
Yeah.
Sex church. You think we could do that?
I'm certain I wouldn't try.
Do you think you could, if you really committed to it, do you think you could wiggle till you went?
No.
Which I think is a wiggle song.
I don't think.
I
think
you went.
Yeah. You wiggle, wiggle, wiggle till you went.
Is that LMFAO?
Next time I'm doing it, I'm going to say, I'm about to went.
This text from the 716, when they had their orgasm, it sounded like a slow motion F1 race going through a tunnel in England.
Yeah. You're right. It sounded like that, or the monks chanting, like Buddhist monks, like the Om.
Yeah.
If I really could do that, I probably would all day, every day.
You just wiggle until you went?
I'd wiggle until I went, yeah.
I think maybe it would be possible, but I'd have to be wearing very special pants to do it, I think, that rubbed me in the right way.
Like see-through ones?
Well, that's not what I meant, but probably, you know, I think they'd have to be a little satiny for sure.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, glance off the end a little in just the right way.
Well, you got to be able to wiggle.
But then it's
too.
Not just mental. Then there's still a physical aspect to it. So I, yeah, mentally, no, I don't think so.
But if you really committed, getting into the mental state where you would convince your body that you were like in your brain feeling mm-hmm. all over your body, Joey, I bet you that's possible.
I definitely.
Like a feeling of nirvana?
Probably. I mean, it's
those
just,
dopes are acting, but.
I do synapses firing into your brain in the right way. So I guess if you can learn to control that, but I mean, maybe when I was like 18 and that was literally the only thing happening in my life was thinking about these things happening in my life. But now,
yeah,
I think it would be a little more difficult now.
Oh, for sure. No, I'm way past that point. I've talked about it before in the back of Miss Jordan's car with my best friend, Nate. How old was that? Like 14 or 15. I tried to, as Steve Friend coined it, think off.
Yeah. Thoughtgasm.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you think everybody has tried that?
Well, have you?
Yeah.
Have you, Hot Wings?
Yeah.
Kelly?
No.
So, no.
The answer is no. What about all guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every
like when you're young. I don't think anyone's like 34 years old going,
no, I mean,
you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to keep attaching these widgets. And I'm going to, you know.
Every guy has tried to thoughtgasm, make a clock go backwards, and move something on a counter with their mind.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, I've definitely mm-hmm. tried that.
When was the last time you tried to move something with your mind just in case it had kicked in as you got a
probably
little wiser?
Probably after an episode of Heroes.
Well, so it's been a while.
It's been a little while.
It's been a minute for me, too.
Well, anytime I forget to turn the light off and I'm in bed or the door's cracked and I'd wish it was closed or all the way open, I usually look at it like, maybe today's the day.
Oh, that's different, though. You don't actually think it, though. It's more like now if you see the door open and you're like, oh, I have to get out of bed. It's more like you know that you're just lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Because I've tried so many times to close that damn door with my eyes, and it will never work. So now I just look at it like, I'm going to get up, but I wish I didn't have to.
Here's the laziest I've been lately was... It was actually last night. I unplugged my CPAP to plug in my computer charger. And so I'm getting ready for bed. And I am ready to put like my mask on and turn my lamp off. And I hit the button on my CPAP. And I realize, damn it, I forgot to plug it back in. And it took me a second to get out of bed just to crouch down. To unplug and plug something back.
Did you think about risking
back.
It for a night?
I mean, is it worth a second.
Is it worth a terrible night's sleep to not have to move upwards of 3 seconds?
That's kind of the same thing your brain does when you wake up at midnight and you know you're not getting up till 6 or something, but you have to go to the bathroom really bad and you're like, I'll just go back to sleep and deal with it.
Yeah.
Like you could just get up and go and it'd be a lot better than getting up 40 minutes later realizing you never really fully went back to sleep. We're all broken.
We are. I'm glad to hear that.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.